the page on my calendar, and it is now February. February the 1st, 2015. Fred, how you doing? Happy Sunday. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, we're a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We saturate this program within the Word of God, and each and every Sunday we try to have a main focus or a main theme for each and every program. And today, since it's beginning a new month, the month of love, there's Valentine's Day in February, we're going to be focusing on the Father's love. So take your shoes off, have a seat, and get comfortable as we enjoy another edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. So I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, so I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down.
I can sing of your love.
Talking about the Father's love. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." You know, in the book Kisses from Katie, Katie Davis recounts the joy of moving to Uganda and adopting several little girls from that country. And one day, one of her daughters asked, "Mommy, if I let Jesus come into my heart, will I explode?" At first, Katie said no. When Jesus encounters our heart, it is a spiritual event, she says. However, after she thought more about that question, Katie explained that when we decide to give our lives and hearts to Jesus, we will explode with love and compassion, and also with hurt for those who are hurting, and with joy for those who rejoice. In essence, knowing Christ results in a deep care for the people in our world. Loving others with God's supernatural assistance shows the world that we are His followers. See, love given reflects love received.
I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame. When He came for me, I couldn't run from His presence. I couldn't run from His presence.
So much for listening to Sunday Worship on this first day of February. Wow! 2015. It's Joey Kroll with you. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. Our oldest, Timothy, who's 12 and a half, he would tell you. Have to add that half part. He had a camp out this weekend. So my wife and I, we had some time with Hannah, our youngest. So Hannah really likes that, just the three of us, not having her brother around. So she enjoys when he has campouts and such. But we had a good family-packed weekend, and I pray it's the same for you. And friend, today we're talking about the Father's love. Psalm 86, verse 15 says, "But you, O Lord, are a God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." Well, if you ever saw the movie The Croods, Krug Crude, the dad of the caveman family there, believes that there is no safe place beyond their cave. They huddle together at night so he can protect them. He thinks his teenage daughter should give up her adventurous side because it can only lead to danger. In fact, his motto for his family is never not be afraid. In other words, always be afraid. You know, friend, fear is a universal feeling. We have concerns about loved ones, our needs, and the unknown future for some of us. The Lord has given us, friend, you and me, a foundation on which to build our confidence in Him. He Himself has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear." Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. The love of God frees us from the prison of fear.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Every blessing you pour out, I'll to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Oh, there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness is in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart.
Romans chapter 8 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can I get an amen today? You know, Fred, one of his promises to us is that nothing can separate us from the love of God. No tribulation, no distress that you and I may ever suffer can take away the power of his love to carry us through, friend. And this clearly tells us that we cannot read God's love for us by our circumstances alone. Sometimes we ask, how can a loving God allow this to happen to me? But the Lord never promised we would escape hardship, persecution, poverty, danger. In fact, he promised basically the opposite. The promise is that his love for us would be greater than any and all circumstances we may have to endure. Don't ever judge God's love for you based on circumstances alone, friend, but rather evaluate your circumstances from God's point of view. And that's from the point of view of love. It's his main motive for everything that happens to you. Don't you forget that today.
Some see a teacher standing on a hill, speaking words of wisdom. Some see a healer reaching out his hand to give sight to a blind man. Some see a dreamer wasting his life on what can never be. Some see a fool dying for his dreams. But I see love, I see love, out of heaven breaking through. Well, I see grace, see God's face, shining pure and perfect love, and I see you. To defend him, some see a victim beaten and abused with all the world against him. Some see a martyr carrying his cross for what he believes. Some see a hero who set his people free. See God.
friend. I do thank you so much for letting me tag along with you here on this February the 1st, 2015. You can always catch up with me. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Or you can drop me a letter the old-fashioned way, Joey Kroll, K-R-O-L, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. I'd love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. and again for the rebroadcast, 7:32 p.m. Central Time. And Mark's going to be continuing his focus on the Alpha course. That's coming up tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.